The Reverend Billy Graham died today at the age of 99. He was known as America's pastor and pastor to presidents. In a remarkable career that spanned more than 60 years, he preached to millions in more than 400 crusades, as he called them. And through television and radio, he reached billions worldwide. Graham told the journalist David Frost that he wanted the first line of his obituary to say that he was faithful and that he had integrity. Joining us now with more is Grant Wacker, professor emeritus of Christian history at Duke Divinity School and author of the book America's Pastor, Billy Graham and the Shaping of a Nation. Professor Wacker, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. So, good to be here.
This may be an impossible task, but briefly, I mean, how would you describe Billy Graham's impact on American Christianity?
Graham was instrumental in bringing the modern evangelical movement together as a coherent religious movement. There had been disparate streams flowing before his rise, of course, but he brought them together into a kind of self-conscious religious movement that was, in his mind, they would run down the middle of the religious or Protestant landscape. With fundamentalists on the right and mainline Protestants on the left, but he wanted a movement that would speak for the great center stream.
Right. I mean, and so he brought those many denominations together. He also, though, theologically, though, had his critics, right? Those folks who said that his reading of the Bible was perhaps too literal and too simplistic, and that Graham was preaching redemption simply through the act of deciding.
He had critics from many angles,
yeah.
And his fundamentalist critics were at least as harsh as any critics on coming from the mainstream. Yeah, but the people on the mainstream side felt that he focused too much on individual change, individual conversion. And Graham was quite clear about it. He felt that if we're going to have a better world, we need better people.
Right.
And better people begins where the problem lies. It's in the greed and selfishness of the individual heart.
Right. You know, it's interesting because he preached to integrated audiences. He said he didn't want to bring Jim Crow into his ministry. So he had an effect there on America's social scene, but also these relationships, remarkable relationships with American presidents. How did that happen?
Well, it happened partly because he wanted them to happen. He was not shy about seeking audiences. It did not just drop from the sky like a sacred meteor. He made an effort to meet them, starting with Harry Truman, and that did not go well.
Mm-hmm.
But every other president that he met with and became friends with, it was a positive relationship, as well as with their wives, his wife and their wives, and so he worked at it. But he also was a charismatic personality. He was a titanic personality, and I think presidents recognize that.
Professor Wacker, we have just 30 seconds here, but I do want to ask you one more question. Billy Graham was assiduously apolitical in his later career, but American evangelism seems to have gone in a different direction. Is there room in the faith today for someone like Billy Graham?
I hope so. He stressed increasingly strongly in his later years that the faith should be nonpartisan. The message should rise above partisan politics.
Well, Grant Wacker is professor emeritus of Christian history at Duke University and author of America's Pastor, Billy Graham and the Shaping of a Nation. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.